Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليكم. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, your host for this evening, Community Developmental Stages, the community of self first, then the community, the immediate family, then the community, the immediate neighborhood, then the community, the city, and then the community, the neighboring city, and then the state, then the neighboring state, and then the country. So many levels to our developmental selves. And our mind keeps going and going and going. Our bodies go through a rest period, but our minds, even if, especially if we dream, our minds keep going, going, going. So where do we connect with the thinking from one level to the next? Welcome to, again, Community Developmental Stages, followed by Community Buzz, CWSC Community Buzz, Have You Heard? Now, there is one surah in particular, one chapter in the Quran that stood out to me today, and it is Jathiyya, and that is the bowing of the knee. Now, how do we get there? Well, let's walk through reading a few of the ayahs, shall we? And then we want to connect with how we seek our way through being an individual and understanding that we need someone else in our lives to balance our life. And the balance that Almighty God has proportioned or fashioned is the masculine and the feminine. Where there's more masculine, then more feminine is this balance. Where there's more feminine, then more masculine is this balance. So let's go to Suratul Jathiyyah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حميم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the revelation of this book is from Allah, the Almighty, All-Wise. Inna fi samawati wa arsi la ayati lil للمؤمنين. Surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth are signs for the believer. في خلقكم وفي خلقكم وما يبث من دابة آيات لقوم دابة آيات لقوم يوقنون. And in your own creation, so in your own creation, and whatever living beings he dispersed are signs for people of sure qinun. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ من رزق فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ آيَاتٌ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. And in the alternation of the day and the night, the provision sent down from the skies by Allah, reviving the earth after its death, and the shifting of the wind are signs for people of understanding. Tilka ayatullahi nataluha alayka bilhaq. فبأي حديث بعد الله وآياته يؤمنون. These are Allah's revelations which we recite to you, O Prophet, in truth. So what message will they believe in after denying Allah and His revelations? وَلُلِّ كُلِّ أَفَّكٍ أَثِيمٍ صَدِقَ اللَّهُ عَزِيمٍ. Woe to every sinful liar. Greetings of peace to everyone again. For those who were with us this morning on the CWSC Friday Roundtable, we Imam Omar Adib Shakir and myself, we're sharing information about the upcoming event that will be held in Orlando, Florida, the 20th through the 22nd, and asking those who still want to participate to go to IWDM Community on the internet, and please fill out the survey, and then go to the registration is on the event. Calendar, the event, what do you call it, the event, it's eluding me right now, but when you put, when you look up any kind of events that's happening and you put in IWDM community, it will come up and show the information for a registration, and then the nearby hotels, all of that information is there. If we have your email, and perhaps you've already received it in your email, but if not, then you can request that tonight, and we can send that information to you, all right? But reading through what we were sharing this morning, what the imam went on to share, I asked the question about community development and how it relates to the event coming up and the four birds. And Imam Omar Shakir went on to explain how Imam Warthuddin Muhammad, rahimahullah alayh, shared with us, and Imam read from Quran this morning, second surah, Baqarah, Al-Baqarah, and the, was it 159 or 259 or 59, Ayat, and the 60th, of 160th. And he was sharing in reference to Ibrahim, alayhi salam, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how was Allah going to bring life back to bring life to those that which is dead? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referenced to Ibrahim, and I'm paraphrasing, to take four birds and to place them in the different sections of the earth, and then when you call on them, they will come. And so Imam was using that to reference that we've all been given interest, talent, skills, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses those who are willing, seeking the favors of Almighty God. And when they call from within self, that which Almighty God has blessed us with, then it comes flowing forth, and we began to respond by doing, and then that doing, one by one, we began to build. And that building, in that building process, we see life happening, and that's bringing life back to the dead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this particular one, surah, is speaking about the dead. That, you know, that Allah is the one that gives life to that which even appears to be dead. We see things sometimes as being dead, definitely in a plant or a tree. And when we look again, there are beautiful leaves growing on it, vibrant, And so that refreshing, that light, again, we don't ask the question, how did that come back alive? How did that come to life again? It was under the soil. It wasn't even showing any signs of life anymore, a tree looking gray and bare. And then all of a sudden we look again, and there's this little temple a leaf will sprout from. And so it is that Allah is letting us know, as we think about everything that's happening, Allah is saying that the signs are in creation that we look upon and within ourselves. And this is when I referred to the community of self, then the community of our family, and it goes on spreading, like petals of a flower. And when we look at it, we see the flower, but in actuality, it is community. And the more we work together in our respective areas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, that's the life. That is the life. And especially when you're, let's just think of the family for a moment. And there's the mother and father and the children. Doesn't matter about how many children, but they are children. And then everyone is right there in that unit. And there are particular things, there are particular colors that different on each of us like, there are particular foods that each of us, you know, become like taste-wise, taste bud-wise, we either like or dislike. There are particular times of the day that we prefer to be more functional. Then there's certain reading materials that we like, or even when we're learning to study. Some of us like reading, some of us like math, some of us like the science, some of us like doing different things like the nautical, the signs, the waters, the sky, you know, like with a telescope, doing that. So all of these things are useful, these skills are useful. And when we find a way to make them connect and be more useful, oh, what a beautiful thing. So praise be to Almighty God for blessing us to understand that. And as we continue to grow, Almighty God is blessing us to find those that we can rally around with and continue working and working. And that which is not working, let it go. And it's not that we become diminished. It's just that certain things, and to give you an example, say we're going to, I don't know why a wagon is in my mind, but say we're going to use a wagon, and we want to deliver something. Well, if the wagon isn't large enough to deliver distances, long distances, it can deliver shorter distances, neighbors to neighbor. And I share with you, and I guess the wagon was coming to me because a friend of mine, you've probably heard me mention her, Risa Hunter, her grandson came, he was in the neighborhood, you know, just his mother let him go outside to play and do them things, and he was thinking. And he decided to take a wagon, that durable plastic, high-sided wagon where the child can sit in it and be pulled. And he took the wagon, attached it to his big wheel and these spacious sidewalks that they have in their neighborhood. He decided to take his friends one by one for a ride. And as he took them for a ride, their parents paid him to take them for a ride. And then he come home with his money. Ingeniously, he wasn't in any danger, but it was just a little touring around just around the corner or what have you, and back again, and the children really loved it. So it gave them a chance to be outside playing together, doing different things, and then taking their ride as well. So as what he's developed at the age of, let's see, he's 8 or 9, I believe 9. What he's developed, he's a soccer player as well. And as he's developed, he's, you know, they're finding that, oh, he's creative. Now imagine what he will do with that as he gets older. That same vision that he used, and he put it into a larger scale, on a larger scale, to make it useful. His own company. There are many transporting companies, right? He may go into a delivery of something, I don't know. But just that, you know, and he may want to connect it, keep it connected with people, transporting people. So he became an Uber driver, so to speak. But praise be to Almighty God. We're going to take a pause here and just be reminded that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing. And when Allah, when it says revelation that is recited to them by the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, well, when we're looking at creation or we're studying ourselves, even our fingernails, seeing them grow, our hair, seeing it grow, it is as though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking to us, sharing with us what is taking place. And we're evolving nonetheless, even if we have hair loss, and we know we have skin loss, right? That when we shower, what have you, we're taking off some of that skin. No, it's played its part, no longer necessary, and it's gone. We don't miss it. Now, we may miss the hair. So praise be to Almighty God. So much is happening within our with our own bodies that sometimes we're not paying attention. I know I can speak for myself. We're not paying attention to it. And when it happens, when we began to miss something, say we look at our nails and we go, oh, wow. I had my nail was sore the other day, and then we look again and it's not sore anymore. Oh, and it's grown. And we didn't see it growing. We didn't feel it growing, but it's grown. And especially for those of us who get a little coloring on our nails, and we don't get it all the way into the bed of the nails so that we can, when we make wood, the water gets down into the bed of the nails. But we look again, and we see that we have new nails that's grown. And how do we know? Because the coloring part above the cuticle area now, it's far above it, so that means there's been some growth. We didn't feel it happening. Praise be to Almighty God. Thank you for being here with us, dear listeners. And we're going to take a pause for the cause right here. Again, that was Surah Jathiya. The bowing of the knee is where it's expressed. And the bowing of the knee, we imagine that it's not the knee of the physical leg, but the knee of our understanding, bowing, humbling, to look at Allah's creation in an humble way and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance and let it speak to us. Praise be to Almighty God. All right. As I said before, this is Martha Naila Abdullah, and I'm here with you on Community Developmental Stages. If you'd like to share, ask any questions, please, by all means, press 1 on your phone, and we will open your mic. Please stay with us.
Assalamualaikum, this is Preeta Hadi, host of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab, here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you, Tanya.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hali, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Warisuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Warisuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi. And in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Warisuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Afar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspirations. Believe in yourself and you will find a creative innovation that will ease your mind. Educate yourself. What path will you take? Will you be wise in the decisions you make? Set your standards high. Don't settle for less. You have the power to be the best. You will succeed. You have what it takes. Make your intentions and step out on faith. Knowledge is power. Wisdom supreme. Success inevitable with a well-balanced routine. Exercise, eat healthy. Keep your mind and body pure. You will be amazed at what you endure. Be assertive when it comes to your life, because no one else will do it just right. Unlock the door. You have the keys in yourself. You must believe. Join us again for Narrative Aspirations. When we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Ni'mat Shaheed for American Muslim 360 announcing Eyes on Our Communities. While all are being challenged by the current public health environment, some older Americans who are being urged to stay at home could unfortunately wind up being out of sight, out of mind. Social isolation itself can be a threat. So CWSC is asking believers nationwide via its National Volunteer Human Resource Network to be an extra set of eyes now for our seniors to help ensure that they're okay. If you're a senior or disabled person and need assistance, please call 910-317-0297, and one of our volunteers will be assigned to call you and help connect you with government agencies, nonprofits, civic or faith-based, and other institutions addressing elderly and disabled needs. We don't want a single person to fall through the cracks. Call 910-317-0297. Help is just a phone call away. A public service announcement from the CWSC and AM 360.
And we're back, dear listeners. Martha Nyla here. And yes, CWSC now has a director for the VHRN, Volunteer Human Resource Network, Eyes on Our Community, Patricia Nima Mohammed, out of Trenton, New Jersey. You'll be meeting her on the See Friday Roundtable, as she will be our guest for the 27th of this month, inshallah. And then you will meet, be reintroduced to Dr. Aisha Kareem, co-founder of and CEO emeritus of American Muslim 360 Broadcast. She, along with her husband, in their development, Thomas Abdul Salam, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, Rahim Allah, that, in their developing this structure of having communication, a communication process developed whereby, and thinking entirely how can the avenue be opened up for persons who wanted to hear and be heard, and genuinely hear and be heard, and be heard from what they had experienced in years past in connection with the leadership of Imam Warsi Deen Muhammad, their love for the Imam and their love for his structure, the structure that he had brought about in the community of rising out of the Nation of Islam. And so in one essence, we can see that certain components had to die in order for the structure that Imam was developing, in order for it to live, certain components of the Nation of Islam had to die. So there was life there, as I was speaking about. Sometimes we don't see a plant having any more life, and then all of a sudden, there it is, this budding of a green substance starts rising above the soil again. And we ask, how did that happen? Well, perhaps it was sitting on the porch. Perhaps it got a little, just a little moisture and sunshine that it needed. And voila, that was all that plant needed from its roots for to give life again, so to show its life again. And life at last, again, of the Nation of Islam, the Nation of Islam became a more fruitful entity in that which Imam began to, the different labels that was used, American Society, American Muslim Society, which was another, I did remember, was it the Community of Al-Islam? Well, I'm not remembering now, but I think there were about three names before we rested with the Community of, well, here we are today. I don't even know what name we use, but praise be to Almighty God, because I'm thinking of the Muslim Journal as well. But we can see the development, can't you? You can see the evolving, and all of it took different phases of development in order to get to where we are now. And so Thomas Abdus-Salam, focusing on as an intelligentsia that would view every part of where we were, where we are, and where we want to go, and develop the CWSC, Community-Wide Shura Conference, taking in everything that the Imam had addressed, and then opening it back up to us, all participants, all persons who wanted to connect and are connecting or have connected, to be able to voice out and then be able to actualize those thoughts into the components called the intelligentsia components, and began to function. And now we can see the life again because of the connectivity of all those around the country here in the United States that have had the same thinking and have developed different entities, institutions to materialize and become useful to society. So praise be to Almighty God. And as our arms and our legs and our feet and our hands and our head and our neck and our shoulders and our spine, ooh, and all the internal organs, as they are connected, we can see the life that has evolved from the embryo in the womb of a mother, and then from a blood of the initial entities from the male and the female, and the evolutionary stages of development, the evolving. And once we got to a pronounced state where there was no more room for developing inward in that womb, then the greater womb, a larger womb was needed, and that's the baby taking an exit, all by Almighty God's design. So we see that also in an organizational structure, and we see it in our own selves after we come out. We see our bodies evolving and evolving, becoming an adult. And again, I think we've spoken before about developing and not feeling our bones stretching, not feeling our skin stretching. We don't feel it, and that's the mercy of Almighty God. As we heard in the khutbah today, Imam Abdulaziz stressing wholeheartedly, where is the mercy? Where's the mercy? And, of course, he was connecting that to the devastation of harm being brought upon people, asking them to leave a land, being evicted from a land. So praise be to him, Almighty God, for everything. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to share right now, everyone, please press 1 on your phone. Join me in this conversation. We're talking about our developing and our connecting to do so. We have to make connections. And once we connect, then the function is even better. We're better equipped. Our minds, we start with that. We start with the desire and having a vision. And then we begin to work it out. Work it out. What has to happen first, what next, and next, and next. And then we see the evolutionary stages. And then we began to appreciate the work that we put in to make it happen. So I'm thinking of that because here we are on Friday, 2023. This is October 13, 2023. Where were we 5 years ago? In 2018, October 13, 2018. And then 5 years before that, in 2013. And 5 years before that, 2008. Yes. So 15 years ago, how far have we come, each one of us, assessing our own selves, our own development, the community of ourselves, how far have we come? And I'm sure many of the plans that we made 15 years ago probably don't even apply to today. So we had to let those plans, they live their time out. They're no longer necessary because another step had to be made, and that step brought about a new plan. So as we've aged, but we haven't lost any of the energy and the intent to have this community life. We have it, we just don't see it in its connected form. That's the next step, right? That's the next step, the connectivity. And then the communication, you know, we have in our body, if we look, we can see the nerves serving the purpose of sending communication, keeping the communication connected. We think on something, we feel for something, the nerves respond. We touch something. The message through the nerves, the message is sent. So we need the neural function in our community life. What does that look like? Is it the sensitivity? Is the application of our senses to say we care and be merciful at the same time? Doesn't mean we become weak in our in the design to have community life. No, we can be sensitive and strengthened with the intent to do the right thing and to help one another stay focused on doing the right thing. Praise be to Allah. So again, press 1 on your phone if you want to connect with me here to share what your thoughts are. This is community developmental stages. We read from Surah Al-Jathiyah. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms that Allah is the one, and reveal, I should say, that Allah is the one that sends the messages to us. So as we're reading those signs and we're turning and looking within, what can I do? What can I do? Dear God, what can I do to contribute to the development of this community life? So there are many avenues, many areas that we can work in. Some of us are writers. Some of us are reciters. Some of us are thinkers. And we sometimes we only need to think and then record what we're thinking. Speak it out. And then someone will take it and put it onto paper, perhaps. So we've learned how to do things in a way that is very that will remain steadfast in its contributing form. And I say that because I'm thinking of the legal matters. You know, when we write something, and not that we own any words, we don't own it, but just the application of our thoughts on paper, then we can get that what we call it, copyrighted. Yes, and it serves for a time span. But it shows another people how we functioned and what culture we were of. Different spheres of culture, you know. I'm studying now the cultures in the different locations right here in the country. The human family, we look different. Some are short, some tall, large framed, bone-wise, skeletal-wise, some tiny frame, small frame. Our eyes have different shapes. Our noses have different shapes. Even our lips, and our ears, our heads. Some of us have a long trunk, meaning from neck down to the waist. And some of us have a shorter trunk from the neck to the waist. However we are, we're still of the human family. And when we heard Imam Warsadi Muhammad Rahim Allah, mercy of Almighty God be upon him, as he shared today after Juma about the function that we have to be in, or the function that is necessary, and I say the responsibility, the responsible function that is necessary for us to be in as we are connecting with community life, that we are a connecting part of the community life. Our responsibleness is necessary. So he referred to, and I'm going to mention the different entities, the education, business, culture, and government. And where we see a deficit or where we see a need, then we apply the deed. So I'm going to stop right there, and we're going to take another public service announcement time. And again, asking you to join me in this conversation. You are a part of Community Developmental Stages. I'm Martha Nyla Abdullah, and it gives me great pleasure to be here with you.
They said I have troll teeth.
That my voice sounded like a possessed baby doll.
That no one would ever love someone as stupid as me.
That I was fat, ugly,
disgusting.
The effect of bullying is potent.
We will no longer be the silent majority.
Now, when you see online bullying, there's something you can do about it.
We're going to take action with the eye.
I am a witness.
I am a witness.
I am a witness.
I am a witness.
I am a witness, and so are you.
I am a witness. No bullying is necessary, right? And I play that because around the country we're seeing bullying happening right in our face. But we know it's the mindset of the country, of the leaders in the country. Let's go to our phone line here. My dear friend, my brother, way up from Florida to New York, we open the mic for William Kareem. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. And on the subject of bullying,
tomorrow, so I'd like to invite, you know, the listeners to participate in the link that American Muslim 360 and the New Day Community Radio has with Cultural Insights that happens tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Just to let you know that from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock is going to be halal music, a halal music mix, artistic sounds. And then at 11 o'clock, we're going to interview Najma 53 Abraham, Nicole Najma 53 Abraham, who was once a radio personality on American Muslim 360, but she is a spoken word artist. And if you want to hear a powerful piece about bullying, you don't want to miss this. Tomorrow, 11 a.m., we're going to interview Najma 53. That's the name that she goes by. She's internationally known, but, you know, we're going to play some of her poetry, and it is powerful. It is something that the IWDM community would really appreciate. So I encourage you to listen tomorrow. As a matter of fact, Sister Martha will tag us in at 11 a.m. where you'll be able to catch that interview with her. And then at 12 o'clock, we're going to, of course, do the Quick Hitters Experience. Yeah, bullying is a big thing, Sister Martha. And, you know, yeah, as far as culture is concerned, this is what we're doing. We're bringing on cultural artists. Later on, we're going to have Khalil Ismael, and we also have there's an artist. You should know her. Her name is Zaima Habib, but she goes by Zaima Beloved. But she these are some of the guests that we will be having on in the future, and they are Muslims, and we're going to be playing music mixes. So, you know, make sure you tune in tomorrow from 10 to 1. Yes. So that's where we at as far as culture is concerned.
Yes, yes, yes. And everyone, that is a part of where we're evolving, speaking of the word evolving, to where we once were disconnected. We had our own little arena. Like, I'm over here and you're over there. We're good. No, we're better together, right? And if we say we make the world, together we can remake the world. And so we're connecting at, I don't know, is that the, listen to me, William, whether we're connecting at the head, the shoulders, wherever we're connecting, the heart, we'll say it that way, connecting at the heart.
We're,
praise be to him.
Yeah. What are those twins called where you put them both together, where they're connected together?
Yeah, the Siamese twins.
It's the Siamese twins.
That's the name?
Siamese twins. Yeah, that's the name of them. That's the name of it. That's us. Siamese twins. That's where we're we doing.
So tune in, everyone. As soon as we hang up from preparing to make it in the land of plenty, we will immediately go over to Cultural Insights with William Kareem, and we'll be right there for that interview. We can all.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to re-uploading. I love the music that you choose too, William. Everyone. So we will have a moment.
We have a great mix. And we have a great mix. It's going to be a great mix too. It's going to be this mix was really, I was really proud of this mix. I really was really proud. You don't want, make sure that you listen to the mix, because you're going to love it. You're going to love this mix.
And it features
Cool in the Gang. It features the Muslims, Cool in the Gang. That's one of the artists that we're featuring in the music mix is the Cool in the Gang. Khalil Ismael is in there also, and plus Zaima Beloved is definitely in there too. But that's what we do. We include the Muslim artists in the music mix. That's what we do. And we play other sounds too, but we make sure that we put the halal artists in the mix.
Alhamdulillah. All right.
Yes.
So, listen, we have Michael Hameen coming on too.
Can you stay with us, William?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. If you have to leave, we'll understand. Okay. Let me open Michael's mic. You know me. I like to open mics and have a roundtable discussion or countertop discussion. And to our brother, our dear brother, my study buddy, Michael Hameen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you. I appreciate this topic. I looked up bullying and it's a definition from the Oxford Language Dictionary: to seek to harm, intimidate, or coerce someone that's seen as vulnerable. Another similar words for bullying: to persecute, to oppress, to tyrannize, to torment, browbeat, intimidate, cow, coerce, strong arm. And this is an attitude of someone getting pleasure, and we see it in the world today. If any of the audience knows the history of Israel, you see that process taking place. There are other places in the world, and oftentimes the victims, they're not on the same stature or with the same abilities to resist the bullying. So they identify someone that's weaker than them, and there's a word for it. We've got the word empathy, but there's a word called antipathy, where it just shows a disdain for someone, and that particular behavior is what causes great suffering and harm in the world, and it brings out of people, you know, that sense of it's not fair, you know, it's unfair, it's unjust, and most people have an internal barometer for that kind of thing, and you know, you don't like it, and you don't like the person or people that practice this bullying. And we're in a paradigm shift right now. And I'm thinking that Israel has really, and those others like Israel, have really set something off, because we're on the Creator's clock in terms of Him changing, you know, Him bringing the controls fully where He is demonstrating that injustice is not going to be tolerated. There are people rising up all over the world against bullying, persecution, and oppression. And God clearly says in the Quran, Almighty God says lastly in the Quran, that oppression is worse than slaughter. You know, God's clear identification of how He sees oppression, and that oppression is worse than just out and out killing of someone. The site that I pulled up, it says, see if I can find it. Well, I'll just get it by memory. It causes depression, causes suicide. It changes, you know, it causes the trauma that changes the way a person sees themselves and the world. And I'll stop there. Thank you for this subject.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. And we started by reading from Suratul Jathiyya, the bowing of the knee, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said before, reveals a confirmation that Allah is the one in charge of everything, and woe to the sinful liar, the one who denies. So praise be to Almighty God. Thank you for your comments, Michael, and praise be to Allah. And you can hang on too if you will. We're right up at the hour now. so that we go to community buzz, and we want to, as William was just sharing with us, what to expect on tomorrow. There's so much happening, and we definitely want to remind everyone of a time to be grateful. Go figure, right? A time to be grateful. But we start off with the Community Leadership Development Conference. And that is, and intentionally, there's much of the panels, well, let's just say the panel discussions will not be aired intentionally, all right? Because this is serious study, serious connections that we're making and serious communication that we're making. And not that other times that we've aired communications from different areas. Usually I like to do interviews and then sometimes air what is being presented. But this is being taken on a different level, the conference. And it is for the purpose of, because the surveys that are being sent out, if ever you want your voice heard, if ever you want to share and be connected with the decision-making process, that's the surer, then please go to IWDM Community, and you will see the survey right there on the front page. Click on the survey. Put in the information that's being requested if you like. You may want to pick and choose what answers you want to give or what have you. The point is, just take the survey. And once the survey is this goes into a research and development process. And that's part of the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative. So this particular conference is part of the 50-year human. Michael, remember we asked the question, you know, like, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to assess everything? Well, Allah Smadal is putting it into shape and form.
Well,
Allah, becomes an initiative of it.
It is by the inspiration of God, but you got human beings actually doing this work, and it's a wonderful thing.
I mean, yes, you're so right, and that's where the connectivity that we, well, our bringing our thoughts to the table, and like you said, I think measurable elements that have to take place, and that, you know, time, place, what is the actual element that's going to be put into action, and then having a time and place for measure. I mean, for assessing. Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is a wonderful sign of our maturity, because this is how grown folks do. You know, this is how this is how groups move forward and become more productive, and it's a wonderful thing to see happening.
Alhamdulillah. I'm thankful to be.
Yes,
and
I believe that what we're doing also is, you know, it's not in our time, it's in God's time that it will happen.
Yeah.
As long as we are continuing to make the effort to move whatever it is we're doing forward, in trying to develop it, that it will happen. You know, on Tuesdays on American Muslim 360, I host a show called The Lives of the Prophets, and we've been doing that since the beginning of the year. And an interesting observation that I have gotten from doing the show is that, you know, the prophets always came with a message. And when they came with the message, it was because the people were doing something they weren't supposed to be doing. And it took time, you know, because Allah was merciful in giving them time to get themselves together, basically. I'm going to give you some time to get yourself together. I also found something that is interesting about Moses or Musa, that Allah had planned Musa from the time that he was born. And you had you know, his whole plan of putting him in the river and, you know, doing all that Musa went through to get to his stage of prophethood, but Allah knew that he was growing, and that he wanted them to take over the situation that was in Egypt so he could help his people, that it took years for that to happen. So, you know, like it's not going to be, you know, it may not be in our lifetime that we get it done, but because we want to do good, you know, we should feel that, you know, it's going to happen. You know, we are remaking the world.
I agree 100%.
Alhamdulillah. And with that, everyone, it has come to my attention, too, that there are certain skills that many of us have that we haven't seen the importance of sharing it yet. And even a good listener, we don't know how important that is. You know, some of us can listen to another person's situation and not giving advice, but just listening. And that's what we're finding with our older population that aren't technically inclined. But if we have someone who can make phone calls and reach out to those that have shared their numbers with us, and we just call them and ask, how are you doing? What can we help you with? That's under our Volunteer Human Resource Network, everyone, just in case. And they say, well, I'd like to do something, but, you know, I can't work on a computer or I can't. But if you can use a telephone, speak to Almighty God, connect with us, and we'll connect you with Patricia Nima Mohammed, Rahim Allahullah, inshallah. And for those who want to get out and you're part of organizations and you're always speaking anyway, well, volunteer some time with CWSC through our Speakers Bureau. Connect with Dr. Rita Stewart. Sign up to become one of the speakers addressing situations and through by CWSC so that we can record and keep a record of our actual participating in this life to develop direct contact, direct action of saying that we are doing the 50-year human family strategic planning. It is a strategy. And I say strategy, not a manipulation. A strategy is just a way of being more efficient, using time more wisely, being more efficient in our approach to things, our methods. We test certain methods. That's what we mean when we say strategy. So before, when I heard the word strategy, it's always like manipulation, right? But no, definitely not this with CWSC. So praise be to Almighty God. Because when you go as a speaker to other organizations, you would preface that you're there representing CWSC Speakers Bureau, all right? And whatever monetary situation is discussed, that is between you and the organization. But there is a form on CWSC website that you will fill out, but the Speakers Bureau director will direct you with all of that. So if you want to participate, connect with CWSC that way, by all means, you can dial 910-317-0297 and let it be known that you want to participate with the Speakers Bureau. And there are other entities, too. We're still looking for someone to be a director for Learning Labs. If you know what Learning Labs are, where it's not necessarily live on this broadcast, but Learning Labs, true to the workshop process, and it is something that is developed style-wise. If it's an educational process, then you lay out the whole workshop, and you have questions and answer periods for individuals who may call at different times, but we do that through a conference line, all right? We have here, you know, our Leadership Development Council director and internship, William Kareem. And this is how we're beginning. He's beginning with the leadership part may think not think that this is leadership, but it is when we think about culture. Culture, you know, you do something over and over and over again, and you get used to it, and you go, oh, and you want to think, oh, we've developed a culture. So praise be to Almighty God. Am I right on with it, William? Oh, he had to step away. Okay. So, Michael, anyone else, too, if you want to come into this conversation, we're talking now, we're entering into what is happening throughout our neighborhoods and throughout our state. Please press 1 if you want to share, as I will go to perhaps our Gmail and see. But we know December 7th through the 10th. Yes.
If I may, you know, we need a clearer picture of what leadership is. You know, feeling obligated, feeling of obligation to lend your abilities to a situation. Management, you know, this is another word for leadership. You know, you're able to manage yourself and manage. In fact, that's really a part of the definition of Khalifa. Khalifa is a manager. You know, he manages those circumstances in his life to perform at a higher level, to make judgments in terms of how they're doing. And then performing at a level to aid and assist. The Bible speaks about the harvest being ripe and the laborers a few. Well, you can see labor in the context of this idea of management or leadership. And God says that most of the people don't know. He says in the Quran, most of the people that don't know. So those that do know, they're identifying how they can assist God's will and plan to move this world forward, to move their neighborhoods forward, to move their families forward, to move themselves forward in an excellent way.
Okay, alhamdulillah. I like that, to move forward. And Khalifa also wound up being the following. As that management process takes place, then it becomes, what do you call it? It becomes a culture. when you
Absolutely.
Truly look at that, yes.
Absolutely. And I like that you mentioned following, because leaders are following something. Their principles, you know, their standards, there is, again, you know, they're following the urge in the soul that obligates them to do all that they can to be a part of making life better. And that's God's will and plan for the human family.
Praise be to Almighty God. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Alhamdulillah. As you were speaking, I was reading something from Nunetics. Instructor Benjamin Bilal he's on Alignable, and he was requesting to have CWSC on his connection, his network. And see, so that everyone, right, just this alone, it may seem simple, but this is what we're about. Everyone who knows Instructor Benjamin Bilal knows that he's quite quite an instructor. And if you are interested in Nunetics, then you'll get more aligned with etymology and such, and the history of words and the connotation and denotation and annotation, those things that apply to words and language and everything. So praise be to Almighty God. So I'm thankful that he chose to ask, make a request for the Community Ashura Conference to be a part of his networking. And as we go through those that have sent information, if you have our email, it is info@cwsc.us. info@cwsc.us. And let's go through here. We often get information on from the different masjids. Okay. Angela Marie Canson is very good about sending information to us, and this is from Facebook, and Angela, the perfected light. No, I'm wrong. The reflected light. Alhamdulillah. The reflected light sent from, thank you, Angela, for your due diligence. As I stated, she's always keeping us abreast of different things that present there in Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island. Yes. All right.
Is that
to go back?
Angela calls in. Is that the
yes,
sister Angela
Marie.
That, oh yes, yes. She really shares a lot of good information. Appreciate her.
Yes. Let's see. And then we have the Inner City Muslim Network. They have Shireen Creates Envisioning Liberation Exhibit. Envisioning Liberation. And that's from, the new date is 12th, everyone. Sorry. It is October 13th, and the reception doors opened at 6 p.m. today. So perhaps some are there. That and there means they're in what area? Shireen is a young lady. About the artist, it says she is a Chicago-born artist and designer with Palestinian roots. Shireen uses art and creativity. Hold one moment, everyone. I need to go to a public service announcement and answer a phone. I'll be right back. Thank you, dear listener. I think William had addressed once, too, that when family calls, do answer those calls. We've had situations wherein certain things have occurred, and when we delay answering, but so I apologize for interrupting our process here. But back to information about the artist. She's Palestinian, has Palestinian roots, and she uses art and creativity as a tool to uplift movements and to amplify marginalized groups and to provide community healing and to envision a better world. Doesn't that fit right in with CWSC and with what is necessary for today? So it shows the artwork on a wall. It's like a brick wall. You know what a fireplace wall looks like, you know, with the brick pieces up there? That's what I'm looking at. And she has artwork placed in between those brick layers. It's called Emanifest Art Studio. It's part of a larger Eman campus build out on 63rd Street that includes the opening of the Go Green Community Fresh Market, a four-story Eman Health Center expansion, workforce training site, and outdoor health and wellness pavilion. And if you all recall, we were reading continually from Eman and its operation with the Go Green, where they were hiring individuals coming out of prison, or they were hiring ones that were homeless, and it really turned, and those individuals became managers. They graduated. They were being they were trained to become managers, but they had to, some had to be become better in math, some had to become better in reading. So they took all of those particulars, and when they accomplished it, and then they became managers, and they were going around the city in Chicago there and doing different things as a group. and that is Iman. Same Iman arts and culture programs and more. Please make a Zakat eligible tax deductible donation today. And that is, I was looking for a phone number to connect with Iman because they have different things happening all the time now. Envisioning Liberation is an exhibit featuring work by the artist Shirian Creates. And in this collection, we move through themes of self-care and community care, go figure, spirituality, intersectional solidarity, remembrance, and reflection. The art showcased in this exhibit challenges us to take care of ourselves and one another. It calls on us to take action against injustice wherever it exists and imagine something better for Shirian Creates. Praise be to Almighty God for Shirian. And I'm looking again for, I know we have information on Iman, but that's the Inner City Muslim Action Group. I believe I was about to think of the Imam's name that usually is connected with. He's the leader, and I think he's representative now for another country. I believe it's Ghana, but I'm not certain. All right, continuing on here, let me see if you press 1 to share information that you may have that you want to share with us this evening. We look forward to your doing so. This is Community Buzz, and the question is, have you heard? We're going to take a pause here so you can hear the music on Community Buzz. Thankful to Mukhtar Muhammad for generating Community Buzz. Let's see here. Okay, we're just going to go to a public service announcement. I'm running into one of those things where it says, nope, we're not going to do that. But Najma 53, let's go out with some of her poetry. How about that? All right?
Bismillah.
One of her.
We have indeed created man in the best of mold. Then do we abase him to be the lowest of the low, except such as believe and do righteous deeds, for they shall have a reward unfailing. There's Superman in him, fashioned out of comic books and clay, chiseled marble of a chest, hardened pecs, faded lifeline for hands, formed by his own sweat, heart of gold that wants to save the world, that always saves the girl off the ledge in time. He hovers when he walks and flies when he dreams, superpower of a mind, x-ray vision for eyes that see right through mine. I can't figure out how, he always knows what to say. Some would say he just has a way with his words, with his hands, with his gifts. Amidst kryptonite exists, but I never seen a man wear his imperfection so well. Sin tailor-made into him, but his skin made for redemption, his hands made to amend. He's the solution, even when he's sometimes the problem. Now, although this contradiction may appear conflicting, he really is softly stern, salty sweet, wickedly good, a flawless catastrophe perched outside my window. I know he's looking after me, my Superman.
On the next episode of Community Buzz, we ask, have you heard? For another episode of Community Buzz, AM360's weekly magazine show, every Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Don't miss it. Assalamu alaikum. There's a place where words make people.
a place where you're invited to expand your heart and mind. There's a place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. You're listening to the American Muslim 360 Radio Network, 24/7, Muslim-hosted, from religion and current world events, politics, faith and education, marriage and health, music and arts, physical fitness, and more. Join AM 360, where we're helping to build a model community every day. It's a place where you can help remake the world.
All right, and we're back, dear listeners. Let's see here. We want to go back to our email and share with you what has come through. We want to, the Mercy Corps, one of the entities that we have, one of our, that donations go to through you, from you, through CWSC, Humanitarian Catastrophe in Gaza, a Mercy Corps, is saying, Martha Nyla, the situation in Gaza is deteriorating rapidly. Israel's call for over 1 million Palestinians to leave northern Gaza and relocate within 24 hours puts at risk the lives of those forced to flee. Many people, including the injured, the elderly, and the most vulnerable, will be unable to heed these warnings and leave. It's apparent that the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, where half their population are children, will deepen in the days and weeks to come. Mercy Corps is working to restart our humanitarian programs in Gaza as soon as it is safe to do so, and is committed to significantly ramping up much-needed life-saving assistance in the days and weeks ahead. Please give now to support families and communities in crisis in places like Gaza and 40 countries across the globe. And they ask for donations now. And they show pictures of the deterioration, of the demolishing, or demolished buildings. Residential neighborhoods have sustained significant damage as violence increases. In Gaza, a man surveys the damage. So according to the United Nations, before this latest evacuation order, more than 338,000 people were displaced and about 65% were sheltering in 92 United Nations-run schools operating as emergency shelters. More than 100,000 others were seeking shelter with family or friends, but there are very few, if any, safe places to go. Mercy Corps has worked in Palestine for three decades, since 1986, providing humanitarian assistance like access to water, working with children and young people, and connecting people to economic opportunities in an area where unemployment is over 40%, the youth over 60%. Thanks for your dedicated support in these extraordinary, difficult times. Sincerely, the Mercy Corps team. And their phone number is, well, first, mercycorps.org. That's M-E-R-C-Y, C-O-R-P as in Paul, S.org. Phone number 888-747-7440. That's 888-747-40. They're located in Portland, Oregon, here in the United States. That's the Mercy Corps, and they're putting forth an urgent request. Let's see here. I'm going to be sharing, too, from the IWDM Community of Imam, Conveners of Imam statement as well. CWSC is a neutral entity, but we do permit those to come through and deliver their messages. So praise be to Almighty God. Individually, we have our thoughts, of course. Hartford, the Hartford International University for Religion and Peace, their president, Joel N. Lohr, L-O-H-R, on the hard work of loving thy neighbor. Read President Lohr's blog adapted from the keynote he gave to the Connecticut Council of Interreligious Understanding, Love Thy Neighbor. There was a dinner held on October 10th. And then it says, a prayer vigil of lament and supplication to God will be offered on Tuesday, October 17th. And you can see the event listing below. We will be sending this out to everyone. In the coming weeks, Hartford International University we'll be offering an educational event that will help us frame and reflect upon the violence in Israel and Palestine. Please continue to monitor our newsletters and social media for more information. So the event is community prayer, in person and live streamed or online. That's Wednesdays from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. every Wednesday, as the community prayers held each Wednesday during the fall and spring semesters at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, either remotely on Zoom or in person with a live stream feed on our Facebook page. If you wish to be included on the list for reminders, please email Dr. David D. Grafton and give his email address. DGRAF, as in Frank, CON at Hartford, that's HARTFORD, International, INTERNATIONAL, dot ED, as in David, U. So that's, and then Tuesday, October 17th, from 7 to 8 p.m., is the prayer vigil. And it says that we will gather together as a community and support each other as we, like Job, cry out in lament and anger at these afflictions to offer up our supplications for mercy and to petition God to guide us to peace. We will gather as human beings who all bring our pain, our anger, that we might be in the same space together. Our vigil will include prayers from the Jewish, Christian, and Islamic traditions. Learn more. And then celebrating 25 years of WLI online. That's Wednesday, October 18th, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Hartford International University for Religion and Peace will host an online session to celebrate 25 years of the Pioneering Women's Leadership Institute. That's WLI. Women Leadership Institute founder Emerita Professor Miriam Teresa Winter. Oh, Emerita. Emerita, like emeritus. Emerita Professor Miriam Teresa Winter will look back on the goals of the World Women's Leadership Institute and celebrate how they were met, over its quarter century lifespan during the Zoom session. Wednesday, October 18th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And then there's more. We're going to be sending this out to you, everyone, from the Hartford University Institute, the Hartford International University.
putting it my own way, right? All right, let's see if we have anyone who's pressed 1. We don't want to miss you. Let's see here. Okay, Michael, you're still with me. Praise be to Allah.
Yes.
All right, anyone
yes.
else? Please, by all means. Thank you.
Yes,
if you have any comments you'd like to share.
I'd like to ask a question, whether
okay.
or not you, for you, Martha Nyla, have you received any correspondence in terms of those who are plugged into AM360.org or Community Watch, or in terms of the language and the culture? And I think this is a question for Brother William when the next time I'm able to plug in with him. The analyzing of the kind of language, and I've been looking at music in particular, how the music has developed from the time that I was a teenager, where, you know, you had lyricists like Smokey Robinson and the group of producers in the Motown staff. But I looked at the language in terms of how relationships were spoken to, and the kind of romantic language and lifting women up on a pedestal, and then how it went to such extremes of men begging the woman, baby, baby, please. And we had a bunch of, and I'm kind of being humorous, we had a bunch of begging artists and groups begging the woman, you know, not to leave, and I apologize.
Okay.
and
yeah.
but it went from that kind of focus, and it devolved. It went down to a instant. It went from, you know, extreme heartfelt feelings and language to a very cynical kind of focus on relationships and the mentioning of private sexual behavior openly in the lyrics, you know, and the callous kind of view of women. And, you know, it reminded me early in Imam Muhammad's leadership, he talked about the period in history of romanticism where the extreme emotions of the heart, you know, in terms of love and what have you, and then how it's so extreme that it burns up, it's unbalanced, and it burns up the feelings in the heart to where following that, a cynicism, you know, a negative view of relationships and so forth. And we've seen that, you know, we've seen the kind of negativity in terms of, getting back to the earlier subject, a disrespect for life, you know, a disrespect for life. My respect is more important than your respect, a lack of empathy. My respect is more important than your respect to the extreme. Well, I will kill you for stepping on my tennis shoes. You know, and this is a manipulation of devilish-minded people in terms of how they have designed the cultural life of the people. And so we see now we're in a period of extreme ego gratification, extreme selfishness, extreme exaggerated sense of self in terms of how people and groups see themselves. And there was something that was said earlier that I listened to Johnny Guitar Watson, and he has a song called "I'm a Superman Lover." Oh, it was Nigel 53 in that poem, you know, and the language, and most people don't scrutinize language in a way in terms of is it making sense? You know, it may sound good. It may sound slick because it's rhyming, you know, and that catches your ear. But does it make sense? Does it make logic? You know, or is it just feel good, sound good? And these are issues that I think about in terms of the environment and how we're being affected as human beings. And so you've got this culture, and out of this culture, this insensitivity and lack of seeing, a lack of empathy and seeing our common humanity, you know, I'm better. And mentioning Superman, it ties right in, particularly in Western culture. Superman and these other characters, superheroes, most of them are Caucasian, and it ties right into the color-conscious narrative of Jesus Christ being the Savior for the world. And that's so damaging to the human soul of blacks as well as the whites. And I don't like to use that language, but that's the language that this Jesus Christ, Savior of the world picture has brought on us, a color consciousness. Even amongst blacks, you have this colorism where the light skins are better or think themselves better than the darker skinned people. So these are things that I think about, and I'm wondering if you're getting any correspondence in regards to issues like that, because it's very, very critical issues, because the kind of insensitivity that has developed, you know, is very damaging. You know, I'm better. My needs are more important than your needs. You know, disloyalty to the group, but loyalty to an exaggerated sense of self. And I'll stop there. Thank you. And that was a question, Sister Martha, and there was a question in there. Have you received any correspondence?
Okay, Michael, I apologize. But no, I have not received any comments from anyone. And you know, I'm, as you were speaking, I was thinking we haven't had that conversation to dissect it that I know of. Now, it may be happening around the country on from different angles, you know, like in our race relations group here in our interfaith dialogue.
Yeah.
We've had, but I noted that no one was discussing those particular factors about I'm better, or that it was coming from with the understanding everybody understood that, oh, well, when you speak of the strong man or the hero or what have you, that it always appeared. And that connection comes from the internal subliminal seduction, or not seduction, but the subliminal message referring to God and the connection with God, and that anyone looking like that perceived image is better. So no, but this is where we are. We're needing to, if we're going to remake the world, we're needing to uncover these corners, you know, clean the corners.
Yes. It's very serious, because, you know, one of the greatest things that Imam Muhammad left us, may Allah forgive his sins and grant him paradise, was this idea of language environment and the oppressive language environment. You know, he started with words make people. You know, man means mine and woman is the womb of mine. He gave us this contextual focus of language. And then, you know, before he passed, he identified and he gave us a picture. He said, look at the Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam was more than bean pies and newspapers. The Nation of Islam represented a language environment. And sociologists, those who study, you know, social environment, you can see how the effect of language within the context of the Nation of Islam under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, how it changed people. They went from niggers to gods. And, you know, the behavior in terms of support of the leader to buy farmland and the like, and the leader's drive was to go to extremes in terms of attracting people to come into the nation. He had businesses that didn't have proper management and were dependent upon, in many cases, dependent upon the charity coming out of the mosque revenues, coming out of the temple's revenues. But these businesses were designed as, we had this term called fishing, and we were fishing for the lost found, those African Americans that were lost in this idea of white supremacy, color consciousness, lost in the white man's ISIS colder, you know, lost in this kind of, to the Nation of Islam, where the thinking is, up you mighty nation, you can accomplish what you will, you know, and it's still going to be, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's Nation of Islam environment is going to be, continue to be studied because of this idea that the Imam showed us of language environment. And, you know, it needs to be studied because we see how the language environment of Jesus Christ, the Savior for the world, has affected African Americans and people all over the world. And it has affected the Caucasian to a point of psychosis. We're clearly seeing signs of clinical negative behavior in Caucasian because the lie has been continued to be exposed that there is no superiority in whiteness. You know, your whiteness has shown you to be a failure in the rise of darker people's accomplishments in the society. You know, making more money than you, being more excellent in athletics and the other things. You know, and you deride them in terms of being, you know, less than animals. But look how God has caused them to rise. And it wasn't slavery, Mr. DeSantis, here in Florida, that caused African Americans to have skills and talents and be successful in the society. It was the power of Almighty God and His mercy that we were, like Maya Angelou said, and still we rise. That's God's doing. That ain't your doing, Mr. DeSantis. I'll stop there. Don't get me started.
Yeah, and as you were speaking too, I couldn't help but remember that the Imam was saying, you know, the mind problem that we have, he mentioned that it rises above, I'm saying it this way, it rises above the race problem, the mind
Absolutely.
Problem.
Absolutely.
And then, and it's an internal, and as we become more, as we evolve, we take ourselves through the channels of what is it going to take for us to elevate ourselves.
That's
so
right.
So will it take us to chronicle the what has happened, or will it take us to keep that not as a platform, but as a stepping stool? As a stepping stool to help others as they come on, that they really merge. It's like, okay, imagine a highway. We're coming on from one exit, enter the highway. And as we enter the highway, if you sit there and wait for somebody to let you in, you might make it, but you're going to have to, you're going to have to merge onto that highway.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful expression. That's a beautiful teaching. Yeah, we got to merge. And in keeping with that language, you know, Imam Muhammad was not the kind to, you know, to look to us in terms of him being the leader. He's a teacher to show us that it's the logic of the Quran, the Quranic logic that leads to a better understanding of how creation operates, and that the ayats, the instructing signs in creation, point to a kind of creation-supported social logic that helps us to be better people and get rid of these bad habits, these Negro habits, and the Caucasian get rid of his leaning on whiteness, you know. So we claim the language, and we understand the language. We can claim it for our own, and the little by little there'll be less mentioning of Imam W.D. Muhammad, but we'll be we'll be remembering him in terms of the pointing to the door of the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad, and there'll be less, well, Imam Muhammad said this, and Imam Muhammad, you know, we'll grow out of that because we'll be standing on solidly on the foundation that he gave us. And then to understand it's Allah that gave Imam Muhammad this language. It's the guidance of the Quran that gave Imam Muhammad this language that is so appealing to us and so helpful. It is Allah who put us on this mission of helping our fellow human beings to come into a more productive and healthy environment. I'll stop there.
Praise be to Allah. Well, you opened the door, and apparently one of the initiatives is going to have to be that we, for those who have the strength and is able to really dissect it, I mean for the healthiness of it, not for the lingering, and as I read tonight from this vigil that will be lamenting, we don't want to lament.
Yeah.
We have to rise, as you're saying, still we rise. We have to rise as a human being, not as a victim.
That's right.
Because all the pain and discomfort that our ancestors, and I'm speaking specifically now to us as descendants of those who were enslaved, for all that they went through, they didn't go through that for us to still go through it.
That's right. That's right. And we have to understand that. I've shared with Caucasians that had big egos, you know, that really what we went through was really a help. You know, God, and I tell this to people, you know, look, when you look at black folks around the world, the African Americans in America have more money available to them, have more education available, more resources available because of how we've come up in America. And God did this. You know, you've got in Juma, Imam Yahya Abdullah oftentimes points out these large salaries that our black athletes are getting, millions of dollars. Now, the mindset is slowly changing where those with these millions of dollars among African Americans are seeing a way to utilize it in terms of a social context. I'm not going to mention any names because I don't want to draw heat on this particular individual, but they're taking their newly earned millions to connect with social groups within the state that they live in. And this is a wonderful thing. And it's not going to be the many of those that are making these millions of dollars. It's going to be a few that understand the social responsibility. You know, okay, you come from folks that were in the slave fields, the cotton fields, and the sugarcane fields. And now God has blessed you for your efforts. You know, they work hard to become super athletes. But God has blessed you with millions upon millions of dollars. Okay, shouldn't some of that go back? It's like pass it on. I think there's a thing about pay it forward. Yeah, that's it. Pay it forward. Shouldn't a little bit of that go towards things that will make us better in our social life as African Americans, you know? other groups do it. You know, we find that among other groups that they see the need to pay it forward. But what we don't understand is the social constructs are such to direct those with money to keep it separated from really genuine folks that are not just relieving suffering, but they're working on institutional structures that will make us as a group better. That you know, those that kind of monies are not directed to individuals that are working on the social dynamics of African Americans to be more productive. I love what Imam DeLacy Omar has introduced into this mix with this idea. You know, we ask as black people, well, why can't we do what other folks do with their money, you know, in business? We don't have those. We've lost this idea of our connectedness. We lost this idea of our obligation to one another. And we bought the idea and the condition of the rugged individual. Like the laws in Alabama, I took an Alabama history course. The laws in Alabama before the torturous march to the West, gathering up all of the Indian tribes and marching them on the Trail of Tears to the West. Before that happened, in Alabama, they passed laws that no tribe could own land. Only individual tribal members, only individual Indians could own land. So the kind of constructs that have been developed in America are such for African Americans to stay, you know, as the other, on the bottom, and to be utilized by other people, because that's how Negro came into being. We were emptied out of our African identity, and we had Negro put in us to serve the interests of the masters. And even today we're told that, you know, when immigrants come into America, they're pointed to our group. I won't say community. They're pointed to our group neighborhoods to come up. That our group is the stepping stone or the footstool that they can come up and establish themselves economically. And that was the design, for us to be used in such a way and to be in a caste system that's designed to keep us on the bottom eternally. But again, as the sister says, still we ride. And I'll stop there.
Thank you. Praise be to Allah. It is ever, you know, there are something such as, and everyone, thank you so much for being here with us tonight. There are certain things that, okay, I'm going to liken this to a child being raised up. And as they're being raised up, you don't stop feeding the child. And you don't stop comforting the child. But you're strengthening that child in areas as it began to understand the level of strength that is needed. So the child is no longer crawling, no longer wobbling as it walks. It's steady on its feet, but that has the intelligence equated to that steady on the feet. And that's where I see, as you were expressing, the bottom of the level of the human being, existence of the human being, and how we unfortunately, we're speaking African descendants of those who were enslaved, how we are maintaining that position. It's like we're claiming that position now because it's like, oh no, this is for us. It has become an adoption more so. But as the Quran unfolds in our mind, but those who are taking it in the way that Almighty God elevates the human being, then this is how the Imam referred to today. And as I read about I hear it as let there rise, but when I read kun, it's let there be, but not be a group of you among the you who are believers.
Let
yes.
Let there be. And then it says kum, and the calf nun and the calf meme. Everyone
yes.
is speaking of the intelligent you with the right information. And that right information then is what stands you up and stands the you
yes.
up in us. And it works on our psyche at the same time on
absolutely.
Our self-esteem, our ego,
yes.
our everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala peels away that which we don't need to hold on anymore. We don't need the cane. We don't need the walker. And I'm thinking of us now coming up and trying to stand up. We don't need
yes.
that. We don't need to hold on to mama's dress tail. We don't need to pull up by the table anymore. Stand up. And it's saying, let go. As Moses, prayers and peace be upon him, as William was talking, it says, what's that in your right hand? What we
yes.
acquired as being the right way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that is not, you don't need to hold on to that artificial identity.
That Quran is
so
that
as
Quran.
We let go of it, yes, as we let
that
go
Quran.
Of it, then we may fall some, but we definitely are going to stand up, praise be to Allah.
That's
but stand up how, and that is, and not to make it a euphemistic kind of thing or just a saying. It is the standing up means that we pay attention to the words, as you were saying, the language that will develop our muscles and that we will, the business, the education, the economic, I mean the culture and the governance,
yes.
we will have, we should have no fear, and I don't think we have that fear. I know we are applying ourselves, but it, unfortunately, areas that the imam say now we're holding offices in some of the high office areas in the country. But
yes.
what do we take with us when we go and acquire those offices and seats in those offices, whether it's in politics or in education or what have you? What do we take with us? Do we take that same understanding, that lack of deficient understanding, and have that unconscious, I got to go and fight against the white. I got to fight against the white. Or are we going, God has given me this powerful understanding, and I'm going with that. I'm going to appreciate the effort of everybody, and I'm going to give them,
yeah.
I'm going to, hey, good job. You're doing good because I know I am. I know who I am now.
Yeah.
And then the policies that have crippled society as a whole and say, no, this is no longer, as we say, get rid of that which is dead now and no longer useful. We have to go through state by state and pull out those policies and evict those policies from the culture of governance that has had
yeah.
others depending upon their whiteness, their artificial
yeah.
whiteness.
Absolutely.
So alhamdulillah.
I'm looking at your board.
I thank Allah for you and bringing that forth as because this is an initiative that has to be part of the 50 year.
Praise be to Allah. It's like, you know, because of this urgency from Almighty God in many of us, you know, I'm like a broken refrigerator. I can't keep up. I got to say something.
what it used to be said. Oh, here we have callers now. Okay, hold on,
yes.
y'all. Yes, as okay, we have 1, 2, 3. Okay, start with. I'm gonna call names here. Let me know that I know the phone numbers. Okay, we have 213. Amin from Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. I got that right. I mean,
yes.
that's what I'm
yes.
from my brother.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, thank you very much.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, alhamdulillah, out here in California, they was kind of like commenting on some thing with our mayor. Our mayor is Karen Bass, and they said, well, you know, some political people was commenting, well, if she doesn't do anything with the homeless situation here, she may not get a second term, you know. And you know, we love Karen Bass. So I was thinking, I mean, helping to solve the homeless problem, I mean, why not build dormitory? why not build dormitories, like three-story dormitories, get the people off the street? In some areas of the country, I think in New York, somebody was telling me that you can't sleep on the street. You have to go to a shelter. They'll give you a ticket or something, make trouble for you, get you off the street and go to a shelter. And then at the dormitory, you know, have medical treatment. You know what I mean? You know, because I was thinking that they have billions of dollars allocated toward eradicating homelessness. Another thing, you know, those homeless people are our people. Those are our people right there. The as they say, the poster child. Of homelessness is the African American. Those are our people, and we've been given so much. Allah blessed us with the Quran. You know what I mean? He blessed us with leadership that goes back to 1930. You know what I mean? Oh, we have someone who taught us the Quran. Oh, we got so much. We have so much. Let's implement it. Let's use our head. Let's include eradicating homelessness in a reparation package. I was dreaming of a theme for more or less like a million man march, but reparations, 40 million reparations for, you know, it's about 40. Actually, they say around 47 million of us African-Americans, but we just use 40 because 40 is such a symbolic number, you know what I mean? 40 days, 40 nights, 40 acres and a mule, H.R. 40 that Conyers the champion for so many years. But reparations, 40 million, Washington, D.C., June the 19th, 2024. You know, reparations, 40 million, Washington, D.C., June the 19th, 2024. Why couldn't we, our group, our community, spearhead that? Why let them other people who haven't been blessed like we have spearhead that and aim for June the 19th, 2024? I just thought I wanted to share with my community, you know, but let me say it one more time. Reparations, 40 million. Washington, D.C., June the 19th, 2024. One last thing. I was looking at a Juneteenth, more or less, documentary, and it's this older sister in Texas. And I guess Galveston, Texas. She's supposed to be the mother of Juneteenth. She was saying that Juneteenth should be celebrated from the 19th of June all the way up to July 4th. From the 19th of June all the way up to July 4th, you know, it's such a significant date for us. You know, we celebrated Kwanzaa. How long was Kwanzaa? Kwanzaa 7-8 days, and that was a made up fabricated thing. You know what I mean? Alhamdulillah. Okay, praise be to Allah. So I just thought I'd put that out there so we can think about it. Maybe. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Alaikum
assalam. And you know, everything that comes forth from us, the creativity is there to be laid out and readdressed and until it's shaped and formed into an actual process. And that's what we're looking for as well, is the once we connect with that thinking, here you put some words forth, and how do we connect with it? And then communicate is, become more informed. We've identified, but become more informed, and then we put ourselves, our interests into it, and then we began to implement the action, whatever is necessary. And that way, then we're not just coming out of emotion, attaching ourselves to something, that it will be more usable later on, beyond the initial implementation of it. And then that's where the assessment process comes into place, and then see what we need to use and what we can do away with, and and continue on, inshallah. But thank you, thank you, thank you. This is archived. This information is being archived, so we don't want to lose anyone's presence of thought. Presence of thought. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Amin.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Yes, now we go to, let's see here. Sorry about that ding, ding, ding in the background. We're going to go to next is Imam Delacy Uma. It was from Melbourne, Florida. Come on down, Florida.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
Peace and
blessings to everyone. Peace and blessings to everyone on air.
Peace and blessings to
air.
You too.
Yeah, and I was listening intently to the conversation, and my mind was moved to think about how the soul at rest. And I guess this idea has been kind of jumping out at me because of all of the trauma and turmoil we are seeing. And I was talking to a friend of mine today, and he was giving voice to the terrible situations that we've been seeing occurring in the Gaza and the war, you know, war around the continent. Just so much war, destruction, loss of life, et cetera, et cetera. And I was reminded how Allah said that we'll be tested with these things. We'll be tested with something of fear, something of loss, and some loss in resources, loss in wealth, loss in lives even. And it said, but give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere, who say, from my Lord I come, to my Lord I return, you know. And I was just thinking about this concept as I was listening to the conversation, this concept of the soul at rest. The soul at rest. Nefsin mutmainna. And it says that soul enter back to your Lord pleasing to yourself and pleasing to your Lord. So, you know, as I was listening to you talk, Sister Martha, how you were expressing the perception of living in the world and having, not fearing, and going and making progress and engaging within your sphere of influence, et cetera, et cetera. And all of us are somewhat doing that. But I've been hearing so much stress in the environment, and it's not uncommon or unusual that we shouldn't hear that when we are witnessing such atrocities all around the world. But for us as believers, we have to protect our soul. We have to protect our minds and spirit, and not let these conditions of death and destruction, et cetera, embed in our conscious where it becomes an obsession for us. And I'm saying that to remind us of the harmful effects of stress. And, you know, we can't restore something, but Allah is the restorer. He can restore all of the destruction, all of the loss that we experience. And I think this is something that's always missed when we try to take revenge for things that happen to us. Some things you can't, no matter what you do, you can't put back the loss, because the person that maybe commit the loss. He's already dead. He's passed. But now you are left with grief and trauma over something that you can do nothing about. But trusting in the Creator is the salve to the wound for the Muslims. We trust that Allah can restore this loss that we have, and that gives us comfort. So when I was talking with my friend, I was trying to relate to him, because he was talking about how I hate to even use the language, but the slave master, what happened to us, what it did to us. I say I'm free. Them didn't mean anything. I remember one time I had my truck was broke down on the highway, and I made it into the truck stop, and I was standing there looking at the problem, and they had this guy came by. Well, you having a bad day, aren't you? I said, no, my truck is having a bad, my truck is broke, not me. I'm not having a bad day. I said, my truck having a bad day. So, you know, I had to get that straight in my head and let him know this not affecting me. You know, I'm just going to have to get it fixed. But I'm not going to grieve over this metal and broken truck, you know. I'm not going down that route. So,
beautiful.
Yeah. So I guess I had to sum it up with a little humor there. But you know, we have to be mindful of Allah's instructions to us, because you know Surah Alpha is patient. And there's a hadith, the Prophet said, the believer, if good befalls him, if he's thankful, and that is good for him. And if difficulty befalls him, he's patient, and that's good for him. You see? So we are to be that way in pain and suffering, et cetera, et cetera. You know that we want to be patient. We don't want to be swerved from our purpose or have these things out of our control distort us. So we make do off all of the suffering people. You know, I told my friend, I said, just make dua. Just pray for that Allah brings relief to these situations. So some things are out of your hand. You can't do anything about it. But dua changes things. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we have one other caller in the line here. Thank you, Imam. You know me. I'm leaving mics open here. We have 86381. I know this is from the Florida region. Please present yourself. I've forgotten the name. Assalamu alaikum.
863-812. I'm sorry. I have my phone on mute. Okay.
Is this a trucker?
No, this is Brother Salim from the Tampa Bay area, your neighbor.
Oh, okay. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I have been enjoying the conversation, as I often do, and benefit greatly. I had to go into the masjid and make the prayer. I think you were talking about the Inner City Action Network when I went out. And I think you was trying to find the phone number, something like that. I know the ma'am that I can't think of his name either. I heard you mention that, but anyway, I'm trying to be quick. I'm reaching out because I'm trying to cover a situation. I'm trying to still locate some Muslims that deal with. I would say psychology in that field. The only one I knew was Dr. Naeem Akbar. And, you know, I couldn't really get to him at that time, right? And I still can't get to him, right? So, but anyway, I think I talked to Brother Michael Hamid in Jacksonville. It's been about 7 years ago. He probably don't remember.
Oh, he's on tonight.
I know he is. I've been listening to him. I think he retired from the mental health institution there in Jacksonville.
No,
I ain't
sir,
sure,
but
though. I ain't sure, though.
No, sir.
What's that, bro?
Michael, you retired from the mental health institution, huh?
He's almost right. He's almost
yeah,
right.
Okay.
I know he's going to hear it.
He's almost there,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. John Allen is for the currently insane.
Oh, okay. I know it's somewhere. I remember talking to you. I know it's somewhere because I was asking you, you know, about a situation, but you say you didn't do that personally, that you are work, you know, people. So I'm trying to climb out of this box I'm in, you know, and I know the Christians, you know, they got a lot of facilities and stuff. They had their non-Christians as well, you know. But what I hear, even with this community, I actually hear everything I need for my development and success. But I haven't actually connected with somebody who does this for a living, right? And I don't want to call no names. Except the CEO, right? She has her own situation in a different field, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I know, I don't know about the Inner City Action Network. I know that imam, he got several programs and different stuff. I know he mentioned something about, we know we got Muslims in NA, we got Muslims in AA, you know, and different situations like that, right? But I haven't actually, I think I know, listening from one of the other sisters at another term, I think the sister out of North Carolina, I'm not sure, somewhere that does good, you know, excellent broadcast at different times, right?
Who's a mental care professional? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, sir. At least a Muslim. I'm actually trying to deal with a Muslim. I don't try to state all them other people, right? You know, they own something different, you know.
So maybe we can maybe try to make that known and do some research. And I'm sure Sister Nala may have some information that could be helpful. Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah.
Yeah. So right. It's okay to take your number then and share some ways, some persons with you. Or you want me to email?
Yes. You can. They will have to leave me a message because my phone, if somebody's not in my contact, it's not going to ring. It'll take the message.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I see it. I see your number.
Okay.
Then I
will.
This is
Brother
Shavon. Forward
that number. Forward that number to the Brother Michael. I got to find out where I know where the masjid at on Commonwealth. I've been there. Most of the time I go to Jacksonville, I'm over on Orange Park. But I know Imam Yak is there too.
He's at 320 Woodbine Street in Jacksonville.
320
Woodbine.
Yeah, B-I-N-E. Okay, all right, I got that. Okay, Woodbine Street. Okay, appreciate that. Alhamdulillah. Yes, but that's my concern. I'm trying to get a checkup from the chest up.
I can
hear you.
This is Brother Salim.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. S-A-L-E-E-M.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes just having somebody to listen to you actively so that you can kind of help you sort things out on your own. Sometimes it takes more than that, even to the point of medication for a while. And that's problematic, I know. I really know. But, you know, it's a part of a process, and God has given us medical help, and it has grown. Because, man, I remember the medications that mentally really caused problems. Like a mental castration, so to speak, you know. I remember Thorazine and some other medicines that really take you for a loop, you know.
Oh, but yeah. Things have, yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, things have changed. But I found, just personally, trying to help somebody else, getting my mind off of myself, you know. Who can I help? Mm-hmm. Who can I help to make things better for them? My aunt gave me that solution. She told me when I was really going through some stuff after I got out of the military, she said, "Michael, you're the kind of person that needs to help somebody." And it took me a while to get that. I had to join the Nation of Islam, go through some things, but it took me a minute to get that. Sometimes you have your mind so much on yourself that you're making problems for yourself, because life is not supposed to be lived like that. Life is lived in cooperation with others. And when we get that message, you know, life becomes a lot better when we get the message that, you know, stop trying to fool yourself and other people. Just be you. You don't have to expose yourself in terms of your weaknesses, but just be you. Stop lying to yourself and lying to other people about who you are, you know. Really,
yes,
simple, really simple solutions, man. You know, the logic of the Quran is very helpful when we understand that it is logic. When you look at these pictures in the Quran, it really helps us to see what the human life is about. Mm. And that's what has helped me. And then later, the Imam sharing with us that creation itself, Mother Nature, has a logic. It's creation-supported social logic. And that's getting back to, okay, I don't live in the world by myself. I'm a social creature. I have to interact with people. So I have to find a way to bring my best self forward, like you're doing tonight. You know, bring my best self forward, you know, and work with other people.
Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent advice, Michael. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Ameen. Very good advice.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Well, everyone, I tell me if I'm going down this road, I say, well, the clock on the wall, and you'll complete that.
Yes.
So as it says, I am so thrilled and thankful that everyone is here who has been listening and those who have come in with their comments. And we know what generates that. So praise be to Almighty God. We're taking in these initiatives from all angles. So praise be to Allah. You've put more on the table. I know Michael and I talk about it often, and Imam DeLacy, we speak about it often, about, you know, what can we use, what can be termed to motivate us, and apparently it's not a one-door thing, but there are words or phrases or a phrase that will give us the message of stay focused, and I knew that would let us know those who are working in line with the initiative will know, you know, whatever you're focused on, stay focused until the job is complete, and quickly go to another task. So praise be to Almighty God. Any last comment from everyone who's on starting with Salim and working up to Imam DeLacy and Amin, and then Michael. I think Amin is still with us. No, Amin signed off. Okay. Salim, any last words you want to share with us?
I just want to give y'all the last greeting for peace and paradise. Assalamu alaikum. And to the radio listening audience. And I would like to thank Brother Hamid for that advice that he gave. And may Allah reward everybody that's listening.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Alaykum as-salam.
Yeah. And I would just say peace and blessings to everyone. And let's pray for the Palestinians, inshallah.
And I would offer a supplication to Almighty God to guide us among those you've guided aright. Save us among those you save. Us in whatever you give us, and deliver us from the harm that you judge. You judge, and none can judge against you. And those whom you befriend, not disgrace. Amen.
Well, thank you, everyone. And we know, anyone knows the song that I play? You get a big bonus. You get to be the first speaker next week, inshallah, if we're still here. Who knows the song I'm going to go to?
Human.
Yes, you got part of it.
And saying I'm thankful. Yeah,
you got it.
I mean.
So that means you'll be the first speaker next week, DeLacy.
Humanity.
Huh? Oh, that was Michael.
I like to watch.
Okay. So yes, we do play Humanity is Everybody's Business.
Yeah, Humanity is Everybody's Business. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay, and that's from Imam Abdul Wali Shaheed. Let's see, where is it here? Okay, maybe it's not. Oh, there it is. Okay.
So is the song titled Humanity is Everybody's Business or Humanity? Sister Now.
Humanity is Everybody's Business.
Mm.
Abdul Wali Shaheed. And he has the other one I'm liking is a real life story. It's everybody's story. It's just another page on the ghetto stage.
That's
yeah.
All right.
And he's definitely a wonderful contributor. Praise be to Almighty God. As I'm speaking now, I'm trying to find it. And oh, well, maybe it's not for us tonight, y'all. I gather. Okay, here it is. Praise be to God.
Who did you say sang it?
This is Abdul Wali Shaheed out of Bronx, out of Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
Yeah, he's when I heard it and I met him and he sent me the music, by way of another brother in Brooklyn, and I've been listening to A New Day Community Radio, and here I hear his thought process as well. He's really sincerely about humanity and the contribution that we all should make, as DeLacy was speaking as well about. So let me go back to your hold on one moment.
I'm going to have to get that site from you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play just a short version. That's what I'm seeing right here. Then we'll go to You Got to Be Thankful.
Yes.
We get the longer version another time. So we've got to be thankful. Rest on that. Most Maine, as you said.
Good in the morning. Seeing a friend. Bevan's fresh fruit coffee. As I stumble down the stairs. Tiptoe by the bedroom where my children is asleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my key, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and little helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends I'm left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He said, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough, can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be,
you gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to colors. And I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere. And our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright, they gotta do the best that they can. Try and make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
they gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
Hamid. All right, 7 a.m. to 9:30, and then 9:30 to 11, Imam Delaysi Umar, along with Michael Hamid and the recurring guest, Professor Rabbani Muhammad. At 11 a.m., we go over to Cultural Insights with William Kareem at New Day Community Radio, and then we go at 4 p.m. We will take that hour to share some skills information on certain skills, technical ones, as part of our initiative, 50 years. Please join us at 4 p.m. For an hour, and stay tuned, stay with us, because at 5 p.m. we'll be Deprisa Abdul-Hadi for Al-Islam in Focus. Thank you, dear listeners. Love y'all. Assalamu alaikum.